Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Calhoun counties. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey, and our show today is all about just volunteers. We're not going to highlight a specific site per se. We're going to highlight several sites today. And our show is based on the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. In the KPDZ station today are two volunteers who I have seen around for several years. And I thought I'd like to highlight their stories. And we have Robin Bailey from the Port Townsend Food Bank.
Hello, Sheila.
And Abby Kotz-Becker, who volunteers here at the station, and also
Seaport Landing
is another
Firefly Academy.
Okay. So
And the shelter in the winter.
Excellent. Okay. So thanks both of you for coming in today. So tell me a little bit about each of you, about how you got to Port Townsend and what you like about this community. Just sort of place yourself in this community. Robin, you want to start with that?
I think the 25 mile an hour maximum speed limit was a really big draw for me in this town, having come from a very speedy society down in Central California.
Where were you from?
Santa Cruz.
So it was the traffic.
That was a big piece of it, yeah.
That is the first time I've heard that answer.
Piece. Yeah.
Mountains, people, now the traffic.
Traffic, yeah.
Excellent.
I have a different answer.
Yes,
I couldn't take any more sun. I lived in Santa Barbara and the Caribbean, and somehow I just had it. I wanted to be in other weather. So I got on a bus and came to the rainforest.
So we're all California transplants.
Where are you from?
Sacramento. Talk about sun.
Oh, my gosh.
So how long have you been here, Robin?
6 years.
6 years?
Abby? 5 years.
5 years, yeah. 2009 for me. Wow. We're all newbies to this community. And I always say to myself, you know, you come for the beauty and also the speed limits, of course. But you stay for the people. This is a community of people that I think is pretty unusual and pretty rare. Did you volunteer before you came to Port Townsend?
No.
No. And what did you do before you came here?
I was busy making a living.
What did you do?
I was a plumbing contractor.
Oh, okay. Not much time to do anything else.
Not much time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
English as a second language teacher. And when I retired, I started volunteering with the same group, but I wasn't getting paid. And somehow it just didn't feel the same way.
Didn't feel the same way.
Yeah, right. But it was mostly the rain. I needed rain.
So how long were you here, each of you, before you started to volunteer?
5 months.
5 months? What took you so long? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Next door neighbor asked me if I'd help him.
And it was the food bank.
With the fake food
bank. So it was
bank.
The first offer you took, yeah. And you fell into it. Abby?
And I came to volunteer for the fundraiser because I love music, and I had no idea that it would change my life the way it did. I just answered phones for one day, and pretty soon I was working 2 days a week and loving it. Loving it. I love this job.
The radio station is a very cool place to hang out and to be and participate.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And we are right next door to the food bank. What was it about the food bank that drew you into it?
I think it was at the time... There's a level of enthusiasm. And I was new to the community. I hadn't really met anyone. And so it was an easy place to meet people.
Right.
Right. That was a draw there. There's plenty of people there to talk with.
And you must really feel like you have a serious impact. I mean, there is an impactful volunteer day. You have you can feel what you've done pretty clearly.
You can see the results.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And the people that are there, and they're grateful for what
you're... Are you there on Wednesday and Saturday?
No, just Saturday.
I like Saturday. I think Saturday is
very
cool.
Fulfilling.
Now, you not only are you a volunteer, that you now manage the Saturday. Is that what you do?
Not anymore. Yeah.
When I met you, you were managing it.
Right.
Basically,
you were co-managing.
I thought you were. I looked like you were
working with Nola. Yeah.
No, right. Oh, Nola. Right. God, love her. And then what I noticed about how you work with people, because I'm very sensitive about how people are treated as volunteers, that you ran a very congenial, cooperative, friendly space to volunteer. Orderly, and yet very friendly.
Well, that was the spirit of that particular day, those people. Mm-hmm. That's the nature of that group of people. And it doesn't occur everywhere, I've heard.
No, it doesn't.
Volunteer organization, it looks like that or feels like that.
Or, and even within one organization, years change things. You know, you get these some senior classes are better than other senior classes, even in high school. So, yeah, it is a quite remarkable group. You know, I did a lot of interviews with folks in line.
Saturdays.
For a survey on both days. And I never enjoyed conversations with people more than in the Saturday food bank line. I would hear stories about their lives and the gratitude for what they received, the appreciation for the community for supporting it. It was kind of inspiring. And I look forward to actually sitting there and just talking. I would, instead of doing, 20 in 15 minutes, I would do like 5 in 20 minutes. I got talking to people. So it is, to me, a very congenial. And it's not quite as rushed as Wednesday. Wednesday's very, very full, very rushed, a lot of people. And so it's a different tone to it, just by the nature of the number of people. But you can kind of relax on Saturdays. Kind of
that was the whole point.
Yeah.
To give these people a chance to chat and just relax a little bit.
That's
rather than be pushed through like a herd.
Do you need another volunteer?
Yeah.
This is how it happens. Yeah,
right?
This is how it happens. Yeah.
So you also, Abby, volunteer not only for the station, and you do the desk.
I do the desk on Fridays when Phil Anders has tossed salad.
Sorry.
And it's a little bit selfish because I get to meet all the hotties that are coming to town, whether they're musical, political, environmental, saving the world. They all come through because Phil finds them.
It's a great gig.
So I get to meet them all.
Yes. I love working on that show. And also Seaport Lanny. But before that, the station is a great place because there's things, lots of different jobs to do. You can be a skilled person. You can be a non-skilled person. You can be a person. You can want to work by yourself. And there's a lot of opportunity.
You do not have to be a techie.
No.
I said to Mike, I'm here because I can use the computer for 4 hours in between my receptioning. And he said, yeah. And you can come other days too. Mike was so nice about it.
And you do come.
Do you know who Mike is?
Mike Schletzer?
Yeah.
My man, Mike Schletzer. So Seaport Lanny, what do you do there?
No, I just want to say one more thing about KPTZ. So I came not owning a computer and saying, I will do this job if I can check my email. And then slowly people tried to see if I wanted to be a DJ or did I want to do this or could I tell them how to fix that? And it was always, no, thank you. All I do is greet people. That's
and they let you just do what it is you
they
wish to do.
They let me do what I'm really good at.
Yes,
and don't ask
are.
Me to do what I'm not good at.
That's great.
Took a long time, but
and that is a sign of a really good place to volunteer. You know, what volunteers hate to hear is, oh, there's one more thing. It's like, I didn't sign up for that, kind of thing. Yeah, excellent. So tell us about Seaport Landing.
Seaport Landing is the first place that I volunteered when I came to do music. I play the piano, and I play the guitar, and I sing. But more than anything, what I do is I get to have 25 grandmothers and 2 grandfathers, because I'm in my 70s and these people are mostly in their 90s, and I don't have any grandparents. I don't barely have any parents, but I have all these wonderful people that miss their children. So I can play one song from the 20s and they start crying and they start telling stories. Aww. And it's so incredibly nostalgic for them. And my grandma used to do that. I didn't even know that when I started. So I love playing that piano. It's Thursday from 10:30 to 12. If anyone wants to come and try singing, I will play for them and they can sing a song. Anyone who wants to, anytime. They love visitors.
So besides Thursday at 10:30 to noon, for those who can sing, what can you offer for people who don't sing?
They can come and just talk to people. I will introduce them. There's also a visiting Golden Shepherd that comes. And so we have a really good time Thursday morning. Right. Golden Shepherd and Abby and the music.
So there's more than one opportunity. Is there a volunteer coordinator at
Unfortunately not.
No, so it's just
I did want to say that
you.
I volunteered at 3 different other places, and this one has turned out to be most congenial.
Way the best. Excellent. Okay. Robin, so your observation that the food bank on Saturday especially is a lifeline in more ways than just the food? For people.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. People come there for the whole social environment.
And I worked at a thrift store for a while, and we had a man that came in. He said, if I don't come here every day, call the police. Because this is where I come to let somebody know I'm alive.
There you go.
That's pretty much.
That's a pretty good depiction of it. I don't know if it's as desperate sounding as that, right?
Well, he was pretty healthy, but in his mind.
Yeah, right. But just the sound of the words you're using sounds kind of desperate. But I don't think it's that tone on Saturday. Right. People come together to be together.
Right.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why I go there. The people. Right. Well, it isn't about serving, you know, there is that piece, and that's a really nice piece to have an opportunity to do that. But it's also being with other people.
Right. Not being the one who serves, but just being one of everybody who's
being
there.
Being one of everybody and just
You happen to be serving food, but you're actually
right. We have this
what
vehicle.
What could someone come and do on Saturday that you could need now?
Right now, we could use some people doing setup work in the morning before we open.
Before 8.
Putting together the various groceries and setting things up.
What time is that on Saturday?
Anytime 9 to 9:30 in the morning, show up and we'll put you to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
And should they call first?
Just show up. Yeah.
What's one more volunteer job when you're retired?
Exactly.
And do you have a breakdown team, a cleanup crew in place?
There is a cleanup crew.
Already in place. Good.
Already in place. But, right. You know, you're welcome to come in and help clean up. It's kind of one of those thankless jobs because everybody's left. And you're kind of left alone. There's only a few people left. Mm. You know, on cleanup time, so it's not as enthusiastic. It's the leftovers.
But if you like working by yourself,
it fits really well.
It's a good fit.
So you always find the thing that people do best. I can tell
because when they're happy, we're all happy. If people are happy, you get more out of them.
What time
is
cleanup?
Well, we close at 2.
Okay.
So, like 2 o'clock, you want to show up and help clean up? That'd be just fine.
So, in our community of people that most of us volunteer somewhere, sometimes more than one place, there are people who do not volunteer, who have not yet been invited to volunteer or feel that way. What would your advice be or words of wisdom to be to someone out there who's maybe new to town, new to volunteering, or hasn't volunteered for a while? What are the advantages? What can you tell them about stepping into this?
Well, yeah, there's the first piece, you know, there's the people that we just mentioned. And then there's that idea that we hear around the community, you know, well, you get a chance to give something back, which is true. But there's that chance you get to step into some kind of a somewhat altruistic place in life rather than just chasing your own needs, your own yayas in life, which is what, you know, we've been raised to do in this country. And so you get to kind of step out of that and into somebody else's life for a change.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Were you also asking how someone could volunteer for the first time?
Any words of wisdom,
yes. Well, it just occurred to me that I had no idea when I came to make telephone calls at KPTZ how much I was going to love being this close to the radio, because I'd been in theater before and I'd never been in radio ever or anything. And suddenly there was this little teeny interest I have in something musically oriented that just blossomed, and it's happened everywhere I volunteered. At the shelter, I had no idea the level of compassion that I was capable of for these vets. I had no idea. But once I volunteered at the food bank, it's all I wanted to do was cook for these men. It opened me in a way I'd never imagined.
I'm taking you 2 on the road. You are an advertisement for volunteering. Anything else you'd like to share with your community about volunteering?
I can say one thing about volunteering with kids, little babies. So my last job is, my last volunteer, it's only a half hour once a week. It's the least time I spend. And I do it at Firefly Academy, which is right next to Alchemy. It's a preschool. And since I haven't had grandchildren yet, the solution was to just go and have some babies in my life. And I have, again, dozens of little ones, like the dozens of old ones. And so my son is off the hook for at least a few more years because I have some other little babies in my life.
And, I'm hearing sort of a thread, the altruism of stepping out of your own wants and desires and yet finding things for yourself in the middle of all that. It's kind of funny when we let go of that pursuit of happiness, you sort of find it by being with other people.
Kind of a fulfillment of giving when you give, you know. From that place, it's very fulfilling. I mean, you can't miss the target.
I had no idea how much I would receive in volunteering. People thank me profusely at Seaport Landing, and I just get tears in my eyes. They have no idea how much I miss my grandma. I don't even feel like I'm giving. I feel like I get to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both for coming in today. I'd love to have this conversation longer even, but I appreciate you both for coming in. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9 Port Townsend, Washington. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey. Our production coordinator and today's engineer is Mike Schletzer. I'd like to thank program manager Larry Stein. I also want to thank the incredible volunteers who work to bring us all eclectic music with local news and conversations here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at www.kptz.org.